everyone. I have a lot to say. It is 2024, and I hold grudges to the end of time. And I just want to say this. Like, going into the year, I'm going to tell you about some family drama. So we're just going to begin. We're going to start straight from the gutter. We're going to go back almost a year and a half. Mom passed. I have other podcasts talking about that on here. And, you know, I love my mom dearly. I miss her a lot. Like, no words can say, like, how I feel. Like, I've always, I'm getting better. I'm not crying as much, but, well, I'm still crying, but, you know, my half brother, because we don't got the same dad, you know, he invited us over for Thanksgiving, right? And I told him, I was like, I ain't coming to Thanksgiving because of what your wife said to me the day we buried our mother. So she came to me and she asked me, why was her name spelled incorrectly on the same day we buried my mom? And I looked at her, and the only thing that I regret is grabbing the fucking vase grabbing whatever was behind her and slam it against her head. And I absolutely hate that woman. And I'm going to just say this, right? I'm going to go ahead and say all this on this podcast and let everybody know what kind of shit family they have. So I told my brother, I was like, you know, cholesterol, whatever the fuck her name is, she needs to apologize to me because of what she said. And you know what he said? He was just like, well, she's not going to apologize to you. And I was just like, well, I'm not coming over to your house because I feel like I would beat her ass. And then he was just like, well, I don't think you would win the fight. Okay, say bet, right? Don't come over. Like, don't come over to my damn house. I mean, over to my damn dad house. Now, I'm a brother. So he invited us over for Thanksgiving. I told him, I'm not coming over there because I don't like your wife. Like, there are some mean things that I would say to her. I'm going to say this on the podcast because I don't give a fuck about her. You know, I wanted her mom to die. But you know what? A year later, or not even a year later, I think a couple of months later, her father passed. And I was just like, I was like, kudos to that. Because now she don't know exactly how it felt when my mom died. But at least she kind of get an inkling of how it felt. But I wish her mom would have died. So she can see how I fucking feel. You know, sometimes people need to go through karma and shit. So they can see how people feel in the world. And she's not going to apologize to me. And I said, fuck her. And the next time I see her, it's on site. I might cut her. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know one thing. It's not going to be good for her. Like, I told my dad, I was just like, you know, I just want her to stay out my way. I don't want to deal with her. I don't want to deal with her at all. And I told my brother, I was just like, it's a shame that you allow her to talk to me that way. And then guess what the thing is? You know what fucked up is? Glenn looked over my mom's obituary. He corrected his name and his son's name. And he didn't correct her name. So obviously, he didn't give a fuck about her. Right? And let's go back. Let's go into details. Okay? Because I had my friend look up some information on my brother. I don't know. My brother, he been out here cheating. Like, got another house in wherever he stay in Huckleberry, he got two houses out there. I don't know. He probably got another house for his side chick. And then there was an address in Tampa, Florida, where he probably like rented out an apartment for a side chick. And there was like a couple of other addresses in Virginia. So, and I don't know if they got an open marriage. They probably do. And if they do, fine. But that's what she deserves. She deserves to get cheated on and lied to. But you know what? That's their life. They can stay the fuck away from me. Because at the end of the day, this is how I feel. And this is how I'm going in 2024. Fuck everybody. Fuck them. Fuck her. Like, I just wish, I want karma to spin another block on her. Like, take her mom away. Take her mom away. Or take somebody that she loved dearly away. I mean, I don't know who that is. Who else she can lose. So that she can, you know, cry herself to sleep. But, I mean, make it happen. That's all I'm looking for. Because she's just an evil individual. And, you know, I talked to plenty of people. A lot of people. And, I don't know, I just can't let it go. I can't let it go. So, yeah, just fuck her and everything. I brought my dog down for Christmas. Cause I was like, you know what, ain't nobody gonna bother me when Nico come. Cause they don't know if he bite or not. I mean, he might bite. Shit. Nico might bite. If he bite, let them figure that shit out. Nico! He looked up, he's just like, what? And Nico was like, I mean, everywhere I went in the house, everywhere I went, Nico was right there. I see you, bud. I see you. I was just let them know that you there for mama. I mean, it's just very unfortunate that people just don't have condolences, that they really don't feel sympathy or don't even try to see how people feel and they try to teach you any type of way. Now, she has never talked to me. Like, I can't even remember last time his creature of a wife has ever talked to me over the last 20 some years, or maybe 30, 40. Like, I think it's been like 25 at least. Like, I don't even have her phone number. I don't even know her birthday. I don't know nothing about that lady. Like, I don't know nothing about her at all. All I know is that she's married to my brother, who's cheating with multiple women or whatever, right? That's all I know. Verify facts by addresses and whatever else, right? So, but yeah, I just think it's crazy. I just, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just like, all right, whatever. What else I gotta say? Just have a lot to say, man. A lot of thoughts that go through my mind. Well, let me tell you this. So, you know, my brother almost died. He almost died, like, I want to say, like, 7 years ago. It had to be, like, 7, right? And I don't know exactly what disease he had or what he had. I'm assuming that it was Crohn's disease, right, with the colon. Because I don't know if he got his colon fully removed or some of it replaced. But when I saw him, he was in, like, really bad condition. And I told my mom, I was just like, you know, Glenn is in bad condition. You should go up there and see him. At the time, he lived in Oklahoma. Now, Cholesterol, the creature of his wife, wanted her mama to come up there and, like, help take care of or look after Glenn. But I was just like, at the same time, her mama is not his mama. Like, and really, at the end of the day, I think she wanted Glenn to die. so she could collect money. As fucked up as it sounds, I think she was fine with that. And that's a crazy way to think of somebody. I mean, I'm sure she already knew he was messing around or whatever, because before my grandma passed, she had came to my grandma's house and was like, confront my grandma about Glenn cheating. And my grandma was like, don't bring all this over there. Right? But no, she wanted Glenn to die a couple years ago, but he didn't, because my mom, she went up there, nursed him back to health, and he's still alive. Now to this day, Glenn said he's going to die within 9, what, he said last year was 10, now we're down to 9, he said he's going to die within 9 years. And he also, Glenn also said he was going to hell, right? So whatever family dynamic they got going on, that's what's going on, right? But yeah, just wanted to lay out these little family dramas, affairs, side chicks, and family secrets, and post it on my Facebook so you guys can enjoy this story. All right. God bless, and have a good night.